Oh my goodness, I just have so many good news stories to share with you guys. So I'm so excited to be here with you because I want you to really get this. What Rachel and I are able to do is not possible without you. So thank you for your obedience and your faithfulness. And man, all these reports that I get to share at the first of this, I want you to take it in and grab it just like it's yours. Because you're a part of it. And we love you guys so much. So just as we read in the scripture, God is pouring out his spirit on all flesh. And we have the opportunity to travel our nation and the nations of the earth just preaching the simple gospel. And we're seeing God do amazing things. So what I want to do in this moment is I want to share just a quick update. Can I drop some stats on you of what we've seen God do these past like 3 or 4 months? Is that cool? So this is just the past 3 or 4 months. I'm so excited. So we do this tour every year called Carry the Love. We go to college campuses across America. We're believing to go into Europe next year. And we were on 80 college campuses in America. And so you can go for it. So we saw 7,790 people impacted by what Jesus was doing on our tour. Isn't that amazing? So amazing. So you keep going forward. We saw literally thousands of students. I want you to picture thousands of students responding to Jesus, saying, "Yes, God, we will live on mission with you." Thousands of students raised their shoes in the air, committing to be missionaries on their own campus. So significant. And go to the next one real quick. Guys, we saw 474 salvations the past 3 or 4 months. I mean, I think we should cheer. Jesus is the best. It's amazing. Like, come on. 474 new brothers and sisters that we get to meet one day. And like, you know, there's that crazy reality that they say you're separated by like 7 degrees within the world or 6 degrees within the world. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, if you meet somebody, they might know someone else you know. You've ever had that moment? I believe that one day you're going to get to heaven and you're going to meet some of these college students face to face. And you're going to have the realization, because of my obedience and faithfulness unto the Lord, I played a part in seeing that person enter in the gates of heaven. So these are students responding to the gospel. Look at them just crying out for Jesus. That night, I think we saw 13 people get saved. This is right outside of New York City in Long Island. God did amazing things that night. We saw students that so realized their need for Jesus that in the moment, once they came to Jesus, they said, "We must be baptized." And so we took them to pools. We took them to bathtubs. We took them to wherever we could get. We're like, "Man, we're going to obey Jesus and we're going to baptize you." And so, man, we would baptize people, these students. You can go to the next slide too. And we just saw like 19 people baptized. It was so amazing. It's not like we're like, "Well, let's set a date, you know, and get you in the baptistry." They're like, "No, man, like Jesus has so changed my life. I've got to get baptized." We're like, 12 o'clock at night. "All right, man, we're going to baptize you, bro." So isn't that amazing? Wow, this is what's happening in a young generation. Returning to Jesus. So much fun. And this is great. Something Rachel and I have been a part of leading and pioneering within Circuit Riders is this idea of pockets. And so what we've done is we've started, like, just like Jesus said, he said, "Where two or three are gathered in my name, I'm there with them also." Said, man, we go to these college campuses, we see a lot of people get saved, and then we leave and we see them plugged into campus ministries. But like, man, we have to leave a tool and an idea in these college students' hands so they can keep fanning the flame on their campus. Try to say that 20 times in a row. And so what we saw happen is we saw pockets of people wanting to live the lifestyle of Jesus, gathering in groups of 3, groups of 4, and committing to go through training curriculum and spread the gospel on their campus. We saw 224 separate pockets nationwide started with college students gathering 2, 4, 10 people in their dorms. This is so amazing. I just heard a story the other day. I got to share it with you. This is fresh stuff. We started a pocket with a football player from the University of Miami, the Canes. And I literally had no idea this happened. This is how viral this thing is. The college student, football player guy, got the material. He realized, man, I need to grab some people, get them around this stuff, start training other people, just like I was trained, make disciples who make disciples. And so he gathers 10 people in his dorm room, football player. Well, then he started going through this material that we have called Salvation Encounter. And a few weeks into it, a guy from his upstairs dorm hears about what's going on in the little pocket Bible study. Like, man, what's going on? And so this thing, this material we've got here. I don't know why I'm showing it to you, but it always makes it more real, right? So this material that we've got, he's just taking him through salvation, and he goes, man, what's going on in your Bible study? He goes, hey, man, why don't you come check it out? And he comes down, and he takes him through this book, and he leads him to Jesus on the spot. I'm like, oh my goodness, these are what college students are doing. It's not us that are necessarily doing it on this campus, but they're getting sparked. They're getting ignited to carry the love of Jesus all on their campus, in their dorm rooms, in their city. So this is just so much fun to see that God's kingdom is forcefully advancing on college campuses in America. So good.